Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
The Siena College folks put out a new poll today on how everybody's doing in the race for New York City mayor. And Wynn's family, to say everybody is hemming and hawing about this thing is an understatement. Mayor Adams says, whatever, I'm not concerned about some poll. Governor Cuomo says, oh, we'll just see what happens. And Zohran Mamdani says, yahoo, I'm the front runner. The race is getting down to the real nitty-gritty, and 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley is here with a ditty.
The most recent Siena poll says Zohran Mamdani is holding a huge lead in the mayor's race over Andrew Cuomo and Eric Adams, with Mamdani leading by 46% and Andrew Cuomo behind him with 24%. Cuomo asked about some of these numbers.
I don't think people are going to waste their vote because it's a very important election, and they're two very stark choices. I am a Democrat with experience. I've run the state of New York. I've been in the federal government. You need experience to be mayor of New York City.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
And we will keep you posted as things progress. Well, they got into a fight on a subway train. Both of them got cut. Both of them got handcuffs. And now both of them are sitting, well, they will be sitting in jail for acting the fool on the train. A knife fight on the subway this morning. Two men in the hospital in cuffs. Police say the men, both in their 40s, got into a big one on a moving 4 train near Union Square about 6 o'clock this morning. People go, what were they fighting about? Well, it soon turned violent. One guy was slashed in the neck, arm, and stomach. The other was slashed on the knee. Charges haven't yet been filed. It's not yet known what started that fight. 2 million New Yorkers could soon lose access to New York Presbyterian hospitals because of a contract dispute. Health First, that's one of the state's largest Medicaid providers, threatening to sever ties starting November 3rd. Both sides say they're still negotiating, but Health First claims a 2024 agreement was abruptly canceled by the hospital. The hospital says there were outstanding issues with the terms of the contract. Emergency care will remain covered. Some patients may qualify for continued in-network treatment. A 9/11 hero who worked on the pile at Ground Zero in the days after the September 11th attacks recently received a life-saving lung transplant. Well, today, he got to thank the doctors who performed his surgery.
Former NYPD officer William Giammarino says he has not felt this good in many, many years.
I go to the gym every morning for like 45 minutes to an hour, wash my car, wax my car, do whatever I want to do. My wife and I will both go out. We'll walk 2 or 3 miles.
Before doctors at Northwell Health performed life-saving double lung transplant surgery, the 62-year-old Holbrook man had to use an oxygen tank and would get out of breath getting off the couch. He suffered from a 9/11-related illness.
9/11 is an incident that happened, and that incident is done now, and it's time for people that are still getting sick to get treatment.
He had the surgery exactly 1 year ago. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Manhasset, Long Island.
The cannolis are being filled and the sausage is being made ahead of the annual San Gennaro feast in Little Italy. And like always, you can eat your way down Mulberry Street. Whew, I'm ready. Julia and Pomp are already staking it out, as she does each year.
Sammy is getting his sausage stand ready to celebrate the 99th year of the San Gennaro Feast.
How important is the tradition of San Gennaro?
It is very important, especially to the Italian culture and the history of the Italians. This is very important.
There's the cannoli, the fresh clams, the UFO burger.
Hamburger meat, buffalo chicken, pulled pork. And we press it, and it seals all the way around, and you get it with fries and a soda.
How is that Italian?
It's not.
But Vincent tells me he can throw in some sauce or chicken parm and make it happen.
Mm-mm.
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
I love you, Juliet. The feast begins Thursday and lasts until the 21st. Take me with you. A manhunt underway for the suspect wanted in connection to that fatal fire in Queens yesterday. A 77-year-old man, a 78-year-old woman found dead in the basement of the Belrose home on 254th Street about 3:30 in the afternoon. Investigators say the elderly man had trauma throughout his body and was found tied to a pole. Goodness. His wife had been burned beyond recognition. It's not known if the couple died before the fire was set. Police believe the suspect spent several hours in the couple's house prior to the blaze. Neighbors reported an unknown man knocking on doors asking, "Hey, can I charge my cell phone?" One lady says he had come to my house and she told him no, and that's when he went next door to the deceased couple's home. We're also learning that the victim's son is an FDNY paramedic who responded to the scene. Oh, my gosh. Police have released surveillance pictures of that suspect. Please go to our website, 1010winds.com, and to our social media. See if you can recognize that guy. They're trying to catch him quicker than right now. Several FDNY heroes who lost their lives from 9/11-related illnesses honored today.
24 years later, the September 11th terror attack on the World Trade Center is still killing New York City firefighters. The FDNY is adding the names of 39 members to its World Trade Center Memorial Wall. Those individuals, firefighters, EMTs, and civilian employees, have died in the past year of illnesses related to their work during the rescue and recovery efforts at what was then known as the Pile. The fire department has lost more than 400 members now to World Trade Center illnesses, surpassing the 343 firefighters killed on September 11th itself.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.